Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
International Kindness by Robert Eitzen, Hunan Province, China. I had the pleasure of good fortune to live and work in several countries as an ESL, English as a Second Language, teacher. During one assignment, I lived in Prague in the Czech Republic. I often took weekend trips to nearby cities to explore the countryside. One weekend, I took a 3-hour bus ride to visit a city that boasted a fine castle and wonderful museums. Before I got off the bus, I checked the schedule for return times to Prague. I was only planning a day trip and did not intend to stay overnight. After a wonderful day seeing the sights, I ate a leisurely dinner and had plenty of time to walk the half mile to catch the 6:15 bus. When I got there, no one was in line for the bus to Prague. Through extensive sign language, I discovered that the last bus for the day left at 5:15. This was a serious problem. About a month earlier, my pocket was picked and I had lost about $100 US. To avoid having the same thing happen again, I only carried enough cash to cover my expenses for the day. I certainly did not have enough to stay in a hotel overnight. But with no transportation to Prague and being an optimist, I decided to try asking. I first checked the youth hospital, but it was completely full. Setting aside 5 crowns for bus fare, I had 9 crowns to spend. Every hotel I tried cost 22 to 25 crowns, until I had only one more recommendation to pursue. If it was too expensive, I'd have to spend the night on a park bench, an uncomfortable idea for someone almost 60 years old. The hotel looked much nicer than I expected. It would surely cost more than 9 crowns. The desk clerk spoke some English, so I told her my story. She listened carefully, then asked me to wait. A woman came out and, in very good English, introduced herself as the manager. She asked what she could do to help. Again, I relayed my story and made an offer. If I could stay the night, I would give her my 9 crowns and mail the rest to her the next day. She said I was welcome to stay and that she would accept what I had in my pocket as total payment for the room. Then she added, if you need some money for dinner, I would be happy to give you some of my own so you can have a proper meal. I was so moved by her kindness and generosity that I could barely manage to express my deepest gratitude. I spent the night in a clean and tastefully decorated room, not on a cold, hard park bench. As soon as I got back to Prague, I wrote the manager a note of thanks for her thoughtfulness. She reminded me that kindness, unselfishness, and benevolence were international characteristics, and as such, know no boundaries.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.